Hello, and welcome to the Rooted in Reliability podcast, your plant performance podcast, where we dive deeper into asset management techniques and know-how. I'm your host, James Kovacic, and I will be your guide to achieving industry best practice. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is here to provide you with the insights to improve plant performance and deliver bottom-line results to your organization. In case you missed the last episode, you can find the Rooted in Reliability podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the reliability.fm network. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Now let's dive into today's topic. It's my pleasure to welcome Sean Eckersley to the podcast. Welcome, Sean.
Hi, thank you, James.
So, Sean, you are with AssetMinder. Prior to that, you've worked in a variety of fleet solutions, helping develop solutions to manage fleets. Although very brief, what can you tell us about yourself, AssetMinder, your background, that sort of thing?
Okay. So I left university in England around about 15 years ago. And since I left university, I've been involved in fleet workshop maintenance software. The current role with AssetMinder is focused around the whole of the UK, particularly providing fleet maintenance or workshop maintenance software to large fleets or even maintenance workshops. As I say, I've got 15 years experience working for various different companies over here in the UK. I've got a really high understanding and obviously good knowledge of what people are looking for, what alternatives are on the market. And obviously that gives me a really good position here at AssetMinder to advise when we're going through the process of choosing a system.
All right, excellent. And that's what we're here to talk about today is fleet management or fleet maintenance software versus what most organizations traditionally use is a typical CMMS. But to make sure everyone's on the same page, what is a CMMS and what is a fleet management software? What's the difference between the two?
The way I look at it, an asset is an asset, and various different assets can have various different maintenance schedules, but computerized maintenance management systems is what CMMS is. And fleet software is exactly the same, but it's designed and tailored towards a fleet of vehicles or managing assets that road going assets. So so fleet management software in the UK has lots of aspects involved in it that are tailored to running a fleet of trucks, trailers, cars, even plant machinery. Whereas obviously with a normal CMMS, you're looking at probably just manufacturing equipment, for example, which is a lot more asset types that could fall under that brand.
Okay, excellent. Now, what are the major differences that we would find in a fleet software versus a CMMS? Is it, you know, regulatory requirements tracking? Is it usage tracking? What are those major differences?
I mean, you'd probably find a lot of the same stuff with, especially over in the UK, there's a body called the DVSA, which regulate road going assets and the maintenance schedules and how often these assets are inspected, maintained, took off the road to have various work done on them. So the maintenance planning side of a fleet system is a lot harder to track because ultimately you don't particularly know where the asset is all of the time. And scheduling repairs or inspections on those assets, because it's not in one location, potentially you need to be connecting with mobile engineers to go and inspect or repair those assets. So that would be probably one of the key differences, that a fleet system needs a very user-friendly and connected app as well as a database to store the asset information. So you may have mobile technicians that you need to connect with through your fleet system, whereas that would probably not be as typical within a CMMS system.
All right, so the major differences there are the ability to manage mobile maintenance teams, not knowing exactly where that asset is going to be. Is there any predictability based on past usage on when things might be coming due based on number of kilometers driven or anything like that?
Yeah, so in terms of servicing of an asset, when you're setting up a reminder through, for example, let's touch on AssetMinder, which has a maintenance planner, you can set up a events associated to the mileage of the asset. So when that asset gets to that particular time frame, you know that you need to do a service on that asset. We also have lots of routine inspections that need to be done on a weekly or a monthly period of time. If you take, for example, a typical haulier in the UK and a truck, that asset obviously could be a particular mileage. It could be working and be away from the owner's business for a particular period of a week, even longer. So it is very difficult to establish where the asset's going to be at the time of the event. You can get a prediction of when the event's going to be due. So you could say, for example, if it's due an 8-week inspection, but a service is due in 2,000 miles, you can keep track of that and try and combine the two events together to make sure that when you do see the vehicle, that you're maximizing the uptime on the asset and limiting the downtime, so you can predict and plan when things are going to hit. But as I say, because it can be a day-to-day or a week-to-week basis in terms of the location of the asset, it may fall into the environment where it's within the workshop, or it may fall into a mobile repair. And that's a lot more difficult to plan with a typical haulier in the UK.
All right, excellent. So it gives us that ability to predict when things are going to happen. Also look at potentially combining events so we have less planned downtime than what we originally were planning on. So there's some major advantages to that. Now, how does a traditional CMMS fail to support fleet management or fleets?
I suppose there's very little exposure we have in the UK to just, so for example, if I was going into a piece to go into win a piece of business in the UK, every system that would be in that place would obviously be a fleet system. So we'd have the aspects included in it that would be needed to manage a fleet. So obviously you've got the user of the asset, the driver, for example. So there'd be need to store data associated to the driver. There's regulations around training that a driver would need to operate that piece of machinery, and that would need to be visible in a fleet system, alongside things like driver license checking, which can be an aspect of a fleet system in the UK. But being able for a driver or someone to report a defect or an occurrence of a maintenance, an event that needs a maintenance event on the asset, that needs to be reportable from any location for the driver to report that into the main CMMS system. And that's typically what you find within the fleet system, that you will have an app, a very user-friendly app, not only just used for the technicians within the workshop or on the road to repair the asset. You would also find an app that a driver or user of that piece of machinery can report instant defects to provide instant visibility of the compliance of that asset straight away from wherever the asset may be. In the UK, it could be in Scotland, could be in England, could be in Wales, could be anywhere.
All right, excellent. Now, in a pinch, can a CMMS support fleets, or is that a no-no and we don't want to go in that direction?
They can. It's an asset. You can set up maintenance schedules. You can repair and manage and maintenance plan for an asset in a CMMS system. But in the UK, would a CMMS system be the best solution for a fleet vehicle? No, it would be a fleet system, because there are systems like Asset Minder that have been born and developed and created within that environment, as opposed to just a broad asset environment. So it can, but not as well as a fleet system in the UK.
All right, excellent. Now, if I'm looking to go get a fleet management software, what are the major features or functions that I want to be looking for to make sure my fleets are properly supported?
So there's typically two levels of fleets in the UK, where you would have a maintenance workshop to repair your own assets, or you would have a asset on a repair and maintenance. And when you're picking an asset for your business, you would make a decision on which is the most cost effective business and which route that you would go. So obviously once you've picked that route that you're going down, you then need to make a decision on the, on that exact system, which features you need. So if, for example, you're looking for a fleet system that you were going to obviously maintain your own assets, you would need then the ability to have a technician's app, or a ability to maintain the asset within your own internal workshop. So that would include job cards, parts loading, invoicing, and also maintenance inspections. Whereas obviously if you were looking at an R&M asset, you would then probably be looking at a more integratable system where you can connect with third-party vendors. So you would be looking for the aspects that you need. And again, when I talked around the drivers, you would look for a system that can manage all aspects of the fleet and the drivers within the one environment, because the more you can get into that one system, the more cost effective and the more visibility and reporting that you can get out the back end of that system.
All right, excellent. And then you mentioned integrating with third-party vendors. So would that be like the OEMs of the fleet that we have? So whether it's, you know, a particular brand of bulldozers or trucks or whatever, can we leverage them into that software as well, so we're understanding what they're doing on the assets within our system?
And that's a key challenge in the UK with fleet and maintenance management systems, is getting the buy-in from third party, like, for example, an MAN truck or a Scania truck in the UK, getting buy-in from those repair agents on the R&M contracts to utilize your software at points of repair. So the data that they're capturing feeds seamlessly into the fleet system for visibility of the business. And there's multiple ways to do that. That can be done via the third party, the repair or the workshop, using Asset Minder or the fleet system at point of repair. So using those tools and then feeding the data directly into it, or the fleet would then have to take that data if they couldn't get the buy-in, and then manually import that data into the fleet system after the event, which is obviously not the preferred method.
No, absolutely not. I think that's a challenge across a lot of different geographical areas and organizations, is trying to get that third-party data into the system, get it in reliably as well.
Exactly. Now, if the data is coming in, the less human impact of getting that data into the system, the less chances there are of going to be errors. Because obviously the data is key to get the maximum information out of the back end, which is reporting on costs of that asset and likelihood of breakdown, and being able to be preventative in terms of your maintenance, and being able to make informed decisions on what assets that you buy, what assets that you repair on what schedules, and what's ultimately going to save the business the most money and keep the assets on road and compliant.
This podcast is brought to you by Iridicio. Be sure to check out iridicio.com for a free copy of their ebook, A Smarter Way of Preventative Maintenance. This ebook will allow you to review your current maintenance program and eliminate the non-value-added work you're doing, which is most likely causing you more downtime than it is preventing. www.iridicio.com. So with that being said, does fleet software look at evaluating the life cycle costs, understanding what are we spending on this to maintain it and repair it? It's better off to now buy a new one or to perform an overhaul. Does it give us that type of insights, or is that the engineer or someone doing analysis on the back end with the data from the system?
No, this is the great thing with a lot of fleet systems. In the UK today, you will see graphs, pie charts, reports of data that's being captured by the user, like you stated, the technician. But that data is automatically being fed into typically a reporting suite, which will be presented in multiple forms, as I say, graph charts or reports, which will give an ongoing review of what an asset or a particular asset type is costing a fleet. And that is crucial. That is what the fleet overseer, or you'd call him in the UK, a fleet manager or a fleet engineer, would need access to that data. Because when it comes around to the next board meeting with the MD to decide which assets to keep on fleet, which assets to buy, to bring on fleet, if they've got that information to make those informed decisions within the system, that's crucial. So yeah, that needs to be there automatically from the capture, the repair, the defect being reported, the event taking place, and then all of that costings and all of those events happening needs to be feeding into that reporting suite to provide that information for the management to make those decisions.
All right, excellent. And one other thing around spare parts, because this is always a question around with CMMSs, is with the fleet software, since we have so many of the same models of a type of asset, are we able to integrate with OEM websites or OEM databases to get bill of materials, parts lists, all those sorts of things? Or do we have to build those from scratch ourselves within the fleet software?
So not all, but a lot of fleet systems will have the ability to manage stock and manage purchasing of those parts, and manage third-party stock. So you would call it impress stock, or a list of parts would be typically used. So that is currently a feature of AssetMinder and a feature of a lot of fleet systems in the UK. For example, while we're on the subject, AssetMinder work closely with a company in Scotland called Dingbro, which have got a massive market share in Scotland of parts suppliers. So they work with a lot of workshops and maintenance outlets in the Scotland area. So that stock, their stock, can be as part of the implementation of taking on a fleet system, which again is another benefit over a typical CMMS system, is when you integrate and when you set up and implement the system, all of that data around the fleet, the parts that are needed to be used, can be brought in bulk as part of the implementation process. And then obviously when you're adding parts onto a particular work order or a job, they can be picked from the stock, and the levels of the stock and what you're using can be reported on, as with the asset repair costs at the back end as well. So yeah.
All right. Excellent. That definitely helps with the planning, the organization, all those different things that, you know, a lot of organizations struggle to get right with stationary assets, let alone fleet assets. So it's good to hear that that's being addressed. Now, we touched on this a little bit before, but how does a dedicated fleet software help with asset turnaround, reducing planned downtime? You know, what are those? How does it really contribute to driving those major metrics for organizations?
And you touched on it there with the parts being obviously proactive in terms of understanding prior to an event. So, for example, we touched on at the start a service of an asset. We can obviously plan when that service is going to be due, and we can keep a track of that and making sure that you've got the assets and also you've got the parts and also the workforce needed to do the repairs available to you at that time when that asset is going to need the repairs. And that is crucial in terms of the maintenance planning, which I've noticed the difference between a fleet system and a typical CMMS system is where you can really bring all of those aspects in together. So you know where your workforce are, you know what availability you've got on parts, and you can combine all of them together to ensure that the downtime on that asset is as minimal as possible.
All right, excellent. Now, in your experience, what is the one thing that makes the biggest difference in being successful with fleet management, software, not software related? What is that biggest thing that organizations need to learn about managing fleets?
It's understanding of obviously costings of a fleet, making sure that everything that's happening, you've got the ability quickly and efficiently to drill down and explore the data that you're capturing within your maintenance management system, and being able to make informed decisions at the back end. That is the key requirement you find alongside an integrated system for throughout the business. So linking data that's being captured within the maintenance management system across other departments of the business, like the finance department, providing that data seamlessly out of the back end into a financial package, for example.
All right, excellent. So integrating that data, understanding the true picture of what's going on with their assets. You know, I think that's a challenge in a lot of industries. Now, if you had a magic wand, what is the one thing you would change in a typical fleet management program? Is it having the right number of techs, the right technicians, being able to predict maintenance demands better? What is that one thing you wish we could change?
It seems in the UK, which is where AssetMinder is really strong, there's a lot of fleet systems and there's a lot of availability to pick a system, but a lot of these systems are designed on the basis of a what a software engineer would feel that the system would need to operate. And there is a distinct lack of user-friendly systems that take into consideration the technicians or the fitters that are doing the work. So my magic wand would be for a lot of the systems that you see on the market is unwind all of the complex workflows and processes that they've created in their systems and just have a very user-friendly software system to manage the maintenance. That is basically what everybody's looking for. And apart from AssetMinder, from my 15 years of experience, that's very hard to come by. They're really complex systems that take a lot of buy-in from the end users, which is the biggest challenge to a successful implementation of a maintenance management system in the UK for a fleet.
Yeah, I think that goes for most CMMSs as well. Most of them are not user-friendly. They're overcomplicated. While they had some input from some end users, it was, like you said, mainly designed by a software engineer. So there's definitely some challenges there on user-friendliness, adoption, all those things. Now, what is the one thing?
Sorry, I was just going to say, the adoption is key because you may well pick a fleet system and we can turn around an implementation on a fleet system in a matter of two, three months with a large organization over here. And that's typically not the case with a typical CMMS system. And with a lot of fleet systems in the UK, it can run into years to implement a fleet system. So finding the right solution that you can follow the journey through to the implementation and go live is easily said, but it's a lot harder to be achieved. And that is a key requirement over here in the UK.
Yeah, that is a challenge everywhere I go. I've spent time in South America, Africa, North America. It's an ongoing issue of getting that adoption. Now, what is the one action you want our listeners to take away from the conversation today around fleet management or fleet software?
I think it's about connecting with somebody that understands your requirements and ultimately understands the challenges you face and making sure that you work through the journey together to establish what benefits you're trying to get out of the fleet system. And once you establish that, it's then, as I say, about following that journey through picking the right solution through to implementation and going live. So making sure that if you are in the market for a fleet system, that you get the right people involved in the business from the sort of the get-go, I suppose you would say, and making sure that you pick the right solution for your business.
All right. Excellent. Well, Sean, I want to thank you for taking the time today. But before you go, where can people find out more about you, AssetMinder? Where can they get more information on fleet software, yourself, all those great things we've talked about?
In terms of AssetMinder, the website would be the best starting point, assetmindersolutions.co.uk. On there, you can get every piece of information you would need to make an informed decision about what features you would need from a system. But for myself, I'm on LinkedIn. And if anybody wants to connect with me and have a conversation along the lines of what would be the best solution for them, and they can find me on LinkedIn if you just put Sean Eckersley, AssetMinder.
All right, excellent. And then one of the favorite questions that I always like asking is, what are your go-to resources for fleet management, whether it's the software side of thing or the theory behind fleet management? What are those books, websites, magazines that you want to plug for people wanting to learn more about this?
To keep up to date in the UK, you really need to be abreast of some of the key shows that happen in the UK, like the CV show in Birmingham, England, which is the commercial vehicle show. We also have the fleet show in towards the end of the year at the same location in Birmingham. But we also have really informative websites like Fleet News and Fleet World, which you can obtain up to the minute information around new developments, new changes. And you'll see AssetMinder on these websites sharing its experiences and its successes. So that would be a first port of call for anybody over in the UK to keep up to date with the fleet environment.
All right, excellent. I will make sure to put links to all these in the show notes, you know, AssetMinder Solutions, your LinkedIn, and then, of course, these other resources you mentioned so people can easily find them and get a hold of them. Well, Sean, I want to thank you for taking the time today to talk to us about fleet management. the pros and cons of CMSs versus fleet management software. So I definitely learned some stuff. So thank you so much.
Thank you, James. Thank you very much.
I would like to thank you for listening and remind you that you can always find out more on maintenance, reliability, and asset management at www.iridicio.com and by following our blog. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is a proud member of the Reliability.fm network. I'd like to ask you to please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. It ensures the podcast stays relevant and is easy to find by like-minded professionals. It is only with your ratings and reviews that the Rooted in Reliability podcast can continue to grow. I thank you for providing this small but critical support. We'll see you next week when we dive into another burning topic with Rooted in Reliability, your plant performance podcast.